Okay. So once a disciple of Sri Ramanujacharya called Kuresh, he was a king of Kura before initially. He went to Sripad Ramanujacharya and he said, "Can you please explain to me the inner meaning of Sarva Dharman Parityajya, the verse in 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which is the essence of Bhagavad Gita?" Sripad Ramanujacharya said that you should go and beg for 1 year, door to door. Whatever you get, you should eat that. Then I will reveal to you. You should do some austerity. So Kuresh said, "Guru Maharaj, since I am a king, I may not be able to stay for 1 year just on begging. Because in begging means what? Sometimes you won't get anything. You will have to just go hungry. If you get, you can eat. If you don't get, you should just keep quiet. You should not complain." So then he said, "Can you please reduce for me? Because he was a king initially. My body is not used to doing austerities." So Sripad Ramanujacharya said, "Okay, you do for 1 month." So for 1 month, Kuresh, he just begged, and his wife Andal also. His wife was Andal, not the Andal Alvar. This is another, his wife's name was Andal. So they both, even she never complained. She was a very nice devotee. So after 1 month, Kuresh went to Ramanujacharya after observing this austerity. Ramanujacharya explained to him the meaning of the verse, inner meaning. Now this news, this about this, that Kuresh came to know the inner meaning of Bhagavad Gita, Dasharathi also came to know. Dasharathi was another disciple of Ramanujacharya who was also his nephew. So he went to Sripad Ramanujacharya and he said, "Can you please explain to me the inner meaning of Sarva Dharman Parityajya?" Ramanujacharya said, "Since you are my nephew, I cannot chastise you. I cannot give you austerities. So you go to Goshtipurna." Remember Goshtipurna?
Yes.
How many times Ramanujacharya went?
70.
So he said, "You go to Goshtipurna. He will reveal you the inner meaning of Sarva Dharman Parityajya." Dasharathi immediately, they, you know, if the guru would say, they wouldn't even ask why, what questions, they won't ask any question. Immediately, whatever the guru says, immediately they would listen. So Dasharathi went to this one, Goshtipurna. Goshtipurna, for 6 months, he told him to do menial service. Menial service means, like, you know, sweeping the ashram, then mopping the ashram and doing all menial services. So for 6 months, whatever service you get, very menial service, you should not say, "Oh, this, I will not do this." If you give me only deity seva, I will do. Doing cleaning the garbage, I will not do. No. Or cleaning even the toilets. Oh, I will not do those things. I will do only some other, any service. So then, this Dasharathi, he did for 6 months. And after that, what happened? He went to Goshtipurna. After 6 months, Goshtipurna said, "Now you go back to Ramanuja. Go back to Ramanuja and ask him the inner meaning of Sarva Dharman Parityajya." So he went to Ramanuja. What Ramanuja did? At that time, the daughter of Mahapurna. Mahapurna had a daughter called Atulai. She came there. And she came, and even Dasharathi came. Dasharathi said, "Now can you please reveal to me the inner meaning of Sarva Dharman Parityajya?" So then he told Atulai, the daughter of Mahapurna, had come. She came and she was very depressed, very sad. Ramanuja said, "Why are you so sad?" She said that she had got married, and her in-laws place, they trouble her very much. They keep on pestering her. Atulai, the daughter of Mahapurna, the in-laws, every day she had to walk some miles to get some water every day to her house. And after she would, it was so tiring even bringing the water. After bringing the water, she had to wash all the vessels. Then she had to sweep the house, big house. She had to clean the house and then cook for so many people. And in spite of doing all this, they all would just complain her. They would say, "Your father didn't send a servant with you." And you know, they just kept on complaining her in spite of all the work. So she was very depressed. So Ramanuja said, "Take the servant and go to our house." Understood?
Yes.
he said, take him. And Dasharathi, he was a very great scholar. He knew all the scriptures. He knew so much. But still, Ramanuja said, take the servant to your house. Immediately he also went. He never said anything. What is this, you tell me your servant? Okay, he went. He went to Atulai's house and every day he would go miles away. He would drink water. He would wash the vessels. He would clean the house. He would cook for all of them. He would do all the menial services. Anything. He didn't even say oof. I mean, all the menial services he did for months. He never complained. He didn't say anything from his mouth. No one knew that he is the great Dasharathi. Great scholar. So one day, it so happened in that village, one person came. He was a Mayavadi. Now all of you know, right? Who's an impersonalist.
Yes.
He came and he was arguing on some topic. And Dasharathi was there. He couldn't tolerate. See, basically the impersonalists, they say that the Lord is not having a form. And the personalist, like Dasharathi, he wanted to prove that his statements were wrong. So there was a big argument. So then that person said, you are a servant, now keep quiet. He told to Dasharathi. Actually, Dasharathi did not want to speak. But because this person was going beyond his limits to prove his philosophy, so Dasharathi, because he knew so much, he couldn't keep quiet, he also argued. And the argument went to such an extent, Dasharathi won. So then they all came and said, who are you? You are a menial servant. No, how is it you are speaking so much about philosophy? Then they came to know that he was Dasharathi, he was servant of Ramanuja. And all the in-laws of Atulai, they felt very embarrassed. They felt ashamed. Oh, we are taking service from Dasharathi. So they went to Ramanuja and they said, you please call your disciple back. He is doing all the menial services in our house. And then Ramanujacharya, he called, he came himself and then he told Dasharathi, now enough, you come. And he revealed the meaning of Sarvadharman Parityajya to Dasharathi. Okay? Shripa Ramanujacharya ki.
Jai!